My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the record, 30.1 miles from Boston to Foxborough. 30 miles. So, does anybody in Boston not consider the Patriots their team? Nope.
No, but it's more... So there's the good side to that and the bad side to that. The good side of that is Foxborough and the way that that was built. The bad side to that is go look where the Commanders play. And where that thing was built, and what's all around there, and how much of a pain in the rear end it is to get to whatever that's called. It used to be FedEx Field. I don't know what it's called anymore. But that is the downside of it, of when you don't develop around it and you buy cheap land and build something hurriedly up there.
We'd love your thoughts on this.
I just made up a word.
That was good. Scott Pitrak's going to join us at 1 o'clock, and then we're going to hear Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up at 1:30. Mike is in Lorain County. Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Question for you. So I had heard there for a while, they said, oh, we want to get like seven of the counties, the closest counties, to also chip in on this, because Browns fans don't only come from Cuyahoga County, they come from the surrounding seven counties. Is that still offered? Is that idea still on the table?
I have no idea, Mike.
That's a really good question.
And I don't know how you'd pull that off.
So I know that's how, and everybody's going to make the raspberry noise as I say this, I know that's how Milwaukee built Miller Park, was that they had all four counties in the area chip in to help build that thing.
But didn't all four counties have to pass it through a vote?
That's a really good question. I don't have an answer for you right now. I can
find
out.
My question about the whole thing, if they do that. So I live in Lorain County. Now, we're bordering Cuyahoga, so I'm sure we would be one of those seven. I mean, what's the benefit of me, my tax dollars going to pay for that? I mean, you're going to do profit sharing with all seven counties? I doubt it, right? And to me, I think the way that you fund this, I went to Wrigley Field about 3 weeks ago. I had to pay a county amusement tax on my ticket. My ticket was $62. I ended up paying $82.
Oh, boy.
Because there's a county amusement tax, then there's the city tax, and then there's your usual fee by the ball club. But, you know, the same thing, I think, you know, if you're going to do something like this, the people who use it should be the ones who pay the extra tax on it. I don't like the idea of saying, and it may not even be the case anymore, but, you know, okay, we're going to get all seven counties to chip in on this, but then all the profits are going to stay in Cuyahoga County. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly, Mike. It's something that if you're going to get tax dollars and everything else, if other counties are going to have to pay for it, then they're going to want something other than the fact, oh, yeah, we have a team.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't know how you would ever do that. There's not going to be a profit sharing. So I was just wondering if you had heard anything, if that was still on the table. But that's all I had.
All right, Mike. I've heard nothing about that.
It's a thought that's there, but that's always the controversy that comes with that thought. is, okay, so what happens if everybody's chipping in? Does the money come back out? And if that answer has ended up being no, then that's a problem. So when Milwaukee did it, from what I'm reading here, it was four counties. It was Milwaukee County, Ozaukee County, Racine, Washington, and Waukesha, right? So all those counties hopped in and did that. And the difference is they have a discount night if you're in there. But the senator who came up with this idea is no longer senator because of how much everybody hated this.
Oh,
so
nice.
I think they ended up pushing it through. And that's what I'm quickly reading right now.
Mike is in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. What's up, Mike?
How are you, Mike?
Hey, good, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Doing well, man.
So I think one of the things that's not covered very often when we talk about renovating the current stadium from a logistical standpoint is that something has to play somewhere. And renovating a stadium that we currently have, which is a, you know, obviously not up to standards, you have to be able to play there. And to do it properly and to shut it down every year to play there and in between renovating it is too costly. It'll drive the cost way up. So unless we get Burke, you know, that land there and can play at the regular current stadium while we build next door, that is the bigger problem in the room because we have to play somewhere and they don't want them playing in Columbus or anywhere else. So we don't ever talk about that, but to try to renovate that stadium and then still playing it while you're renovating it and do it properly, I don't think it's possible without making it too expensive to be worth it. And I think that's why there's no option here without different land on the lake. I just want to hear what you guys had to think.
Thank you very much.
That's a heck of a point.
The lakefront, the Burke Airport, you know, I mean, if you're looking to do, if you're looking to put what the Haslams are talking about putting in Brook Park anywhere in downtown Cleveland, well, wouldn't that just be perfect? Now, does it work? I don't know. You know, can you close the airport? I probably doubt it. Well, at least that's what I've always heard.
We've heard 100 different reasons why you can't close that thing.
That might be a spot that would appeal to the Haslams who want to develop a complex, for lack of a better word, you know, a city. And Mark sent me another email about this, and he said, why do the Haslams want to do that? He said, well, money. I said, well, of course, that's exactly what it is. They want to make money. I mean, these folks they purchased the Columbus Crew. They built a new stadium there. They're part owners of the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, and they're not in the trucking business anymore.
No. They're in the sports ball business.
This is what they do. And yeah, they see other NFL owners with these great things around their stadiums in Foxborough, in Dallas. They want to be a part of it.
Absolutely.
Now, do they have to pay for it? Yeah, they've actually said they're going to pay for it. That's the plan so far. They're going to pay for all that. They want half of the stadium paid for.
It's why, again, it comes back to that great question as well is, okay, so the county saying we don't want this, and supposedly they're going to have a press conference. We'll have that audio turned around as fast as we can. It's a press conference.
At 1 o'clock today.
I'm interested to see what power they actually have or if it can get circumvented. I mean, I know it'd probably be easier to have the county behind you, but, you know, if let's say the county says no, but the state of Ohio hops in and goes, hey, we got all this gambling money. Hey, we've got marijuana money. Like, we can help you there. Well, then does the county just get superseded? Like, how does this all end up? It's why there's so much red tape and jurisdiction going on right now. I'm borderline confused what is meaningful and what is just shaking fist at sky.
And let's be fair about it. We don't know the inner workings of all that stuff.
Oh, gosh, no. My goodness, I hardly know how anything works. So I hardly know how we're on the air.
Including
right now.
The board, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, David's in Lakewood. Reverend Dave.
How you doing?
Good. Reverend Dave. Hi, Dave.
No, that's okay. Two things. One is why not build it in the Bluffs area, which is above the Muni lot? There's all kinds of vacant lots and empty buildings that would tie in nicely to Playhouse Square. And then the other thing to pay for it, $1 billion was spent on sports gambling the first month that came out. Why not have the Ohio Lottery or somebody do an app, sports betting app, and use that to fund the stadium?
So this has been my thought for a good period of time, David, and it's just due to the fact that we have all this new revenue coming in between marijuana and between the sports gambling. The sports gambling makes more sense than the marijuana because you need the facilities to bet on the sports because the sports have to be played somewhere. So it always kind of made sense. But again, if you're diving into that pool, remember that Cincinnati wants a chunk of that pool. Remember Dayton wants a chunk of that pool. Columbus wants a chunk of that pool. Like, you could argue Akron, if they ever wanted to do anything with Canal Park, would want a chunk of that pool. Like, that gets spread pretty thin pretty quick when you start building all of it together.
Yeah, but it's there.
Would Lake County want a chunk of that pool? Like, there's a lot of different stadiums and arenas in this area.
John is in Gates Mills. John, welcome to the show.
How are you, John?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well.
Love the topic. You guys get power back today yet?
I did. I do have power. You have power?
Hey, I just got power back.
Congratulations. Man, that's one of the best feelings in the world. Congratulations, man, to you and your neighbors.
Yeah, I think it was. I don't know if it was YouTube. I heard someone saying thank you for everyone working on things, and I loved that because the service workers out here to fix everything, we needed them. So yeah, thank you earlier. But yeah, a great conversation. I loved what Mike said earlier. I didn't think about that of needing them to actually play in a place when it's being renovated. But this whole Cuyahoga County letter, it just confused me because you're talking about city development, the lakefront. This is an opportunity to build on the lakefront once the stadium is gone in 4 or 5 years. Or, I like the Berkshire idea, but it's just like Daryl Ryder tweeted out, I'm curious, guys, what you think. Which county, Portage Lake or Summit, would say no to a $2.1 billion investment and build a micro city? Like, I don't think they would. So I'm confused by Cuyahoga right now.
See, John, that's what I think. If the Haslams, in as far as everything I've seen, they're saying they'll pay for half of the stadium, and they're paying for the rest of the whole complex, the whole development. That's on them, and they're looking for half of the stadium cost. Man, it wouldn't stun me at all if some other county said, "Can we chat, please?" And if that were to happen, what are you going to say? And here's the other aspect of it. It would turn, and the whole complex idea turns it into a destination year-round. Hmm. So it's no longer just a 10 to 15 time a year facility. And that's where it would be, I think, really intriguing to maybe another county that's looking for something to add to its tax base.
And especially if you do it right. You would not only have the shopping and the restaurants and all that stuff, but if you do something like put an amphitheater in there as well, so then that way you can get concerts in there and you can get comedy and you can get all that stuff, put that in there, then have the monster building as well for when, you know, you want to do WrestleMania, the Super Bowl, college bowl game, if you want to try to get it from Lucas Oil, the Big Ten championships, all that kind of stuff, having that as well is such a fantastic asset that you can use it still, oh gosh, more than you're using the current building without the dome, but then add in that amphitheater so then that area is constantly having people there.
What we haven't heard, and we'll see, you know, this will come down the road, what we haven't heard is, are the Haslams interested in putting that whole development in downtown Cleveland?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We don't know that. You know, would they be interested in doing what they want to do around the lakefront stadium, around a new stadium One of our previous callers talked about that area above the Muni Lap. Would they be interested in putting that in there, or do they think it wouldn't be as successful if all of that happened to be in downtown Cleveland? A lot to come on this. The folks are going to have a press conference coming up momentarily here. We will turn it around for you. We'll get some information out of that. Scott Petrak covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. He's our buddy. He joins us next right here on Baskin and Phelps. And Kevin Stefanski, press conference coming up probably right around 1:30.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.